You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Derek Bailey is being accused of criminal sexual conduct involving children under age 13. Bailey's a prominent Leelanau County man and tribal counselor with the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He was arraigned today on 5 counts in 86th District Court. IPR's Peter Payette was in the Leelanau County Courthouse, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Linda.
So what more can you tell us about the charges?
Not a lot. There are 5 charges altogether with allegedly 2 victims, and almost all the incidents are said to have occurred when the victims were under the age of 13. 3 of the charges are criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, and those carry sentences of 25 years to life. The second degree counts are lesser charges, but they are felonies and involve sentences of years in prison. And I can also say that the court documents say that the alleged incidents of criminal sexual conduct happen in multiple places over a number of years.
Did he plead today?
He did not. His attorney says he will plead not guilty. And he affirmed that even going into the trial, his attorney said he was only aware of the 3 charges and the 1 alleged victim, and in the courtroom found out about the other pair of charges with related to a different alleged victim. But he says he will plead not guilty.
Can you describe a little bit of the proceedings today?
Not a lot happened in the courtroom. The charges were read. There was some discussion about bond. The assistant prosecuting attorney requested that no bond be set. He stated a couple of reasons, one, the severity of the charges, and the other, that the defendant was known to be despondent, and he said there was some possibility of self-harm. The judge did not comment on the danger of the defendant harming himself if he was set free on bond, but he did deny bond and said because of the severity of the charges.
And what did you see of Derek Bailey in the courtroom?
Well, he did look a little despondent. He did not do much, but at one point he was asked by the judge to affirm or concur with something his attorney had worked out with the judge, and it was a very simple matter, but he turned to his attorney, who indicated for him to say yes, and then he turned to the judge and nodded yes, and he did to me look a little bewildered.
Bailey has been extremely active in public life, going back to 2008 when he was elected tribal chairman.
Right, and his election was quite an affair because, if you'll recall, he actually lost the vote, the first vote, but then he successfully challenged the election. He brought a complaint against elections officials who had put out some written commentary about him the day before the election, and he convinced tribal judges that this corrupted the results of the election. They threw those results out, held another election, and he won and became the tribal chair. And then just in 2012, he made a brief run for congressional office, and then he decided that was a little out of his league, and he decided to run to be a state representative in the 101st House District. He lost in the Democratic primary that year. So he has a very high profile in Northwest Lower Michigan.
And he also served on the Suttons Bay School Board up until last summer when he resigned because he was leaving the district.
Right. He is all over. I bump into him at all kinds of public events where he appears on behalf of the tribe and will make comments or appears on a panel. He has been everywhere in this region, a very public face of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians.
And as a matter of disclosure, we should also mention that Derek Bailey is a member of the Interlochen Public Radio Community Advisory Council. Peter Payette, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Linda.
Peter Payette is the news director at Interlochen Public Radio. This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Steffen.